Luke chapter 7 and verse 11. And it came to pass the day after. This is the day after Jesus had healed the centurion's servant. It came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all. And they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea, and throughout all the region round about. Father, we're so glad this morning for this privilege that we have to worship God in spirit and in truth. We thank you for this great nation in which we live, that's provided us the freedom to assemble in Jesus' name. We pray for this nation, Father. We pray for the guidance of God. We pray for the salvation of our leaders. We pray, Father, for righteousness in our country. We ask you this morning for the anointing of God, that you'd help me to be able, Lord, to speak the word of God to this congregation, to be a blessing to those who come this way. I pray that the word of God would bear fruit this morning, and we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning for a few minutes on a mother's best friend. That song just sort of said it a while ago, but I want to preach to you a little bit about that. A mother's best friend. My text contains the story of Jesus dealing with a broken-hearted mother. Luke is the only gospel writer to relate this encounter of Jesus with a grieving mother. And Luke tells us that this event occurred the day after Jesus had healed the servant of a centurion. And following that miracle, Jesus traveled about 20 miles to the little town of Nain from the city of, or little town of Capernaum, from Capernaum to Nain. And along with his disciples, there was a multitude of people that accompanied Jesus on his journey. They obviously were very interested in what Jesus was saying and doing, that they would walk with him 20 miles to the city of Nain. The timing of Jesus' arrival at the city of Nain was perfect. As the multitude with Jesus approached their city gates, there was a funeral procession passing out of the city to the burial grounds. And a multitude of family and friends had joined this grieving mother as she went to bury her only son. The crowd with Jesus, they had just been in the presence of a miracle-working Savior. They were ecstatic, full of excitement over the wonderful works that Jesus had been doing. But that crowd with this mother was sad as they walked along with this weeping mother. But there was a major change about to come in the circumstances of this mother. She is about to encounter the Lord of glory. He that said, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. And things were about to change. And my message is drawn from this beautiful story. And I want to deal with, first of all, a crushed mother. Secondly, I want to deal with a compassionate Christ. And thirdly, I want to deal with a convinced crowd. First of all, there's a crushed mother. This narrative of Luke just gives us a narrow glimpse into the suffering of this mother. But we can, from the facts that we are given here, we can construct some aspects of her life from these limited facts. The scriptures tell us that she was a widow. So already she had buried her husband. And most likely she was a very young widow. Jewish people highly regarded God's command to be fruitful and to multiply. And the fact that she had only one son was an indication that her husband had probably died young. And so she had been left to raise a son on her own. You know that life had been very difficult for this woman. Gleaning in the fields like Ruth, and during the harvest time, struggling to provide food for herself and for her son, struggling to give the proper discipline and instruction and protection for her son. It hadn't been an easy life. And she had taught him, no doubt she had taught him, the elements of divine law, had sought to shape his character after all that she knew of God's ways and God's will, and had formed a tight bond with this son through all of the struggles of life, seeking to survive together. And no doubt she was looking ahead in time, shaping the character of this young son, deliberately training him in hopes that someday he would bring her joy and not sorrow, honor and not disgrace. He was to be her hope, her help, her comfort in time of increasing age and failing health. So there was a lot she had invested in this son, and now he's dead. I suppose that motherhood is one of the least appreciated roles in our society. And not all mothers suffer to the extent of this widow of Nain. But motherhood always involves sacrifice and suffering. A mother carries her child in her body for 9 months, and the child in her womb alters her life permanently. Her eating habits have to take the child into consideration. Her health may be permanently impaired. Her body grows weary of the extra load that it's carrying. So there are backaches, swelling feet, frequent doctor visits, morning sickness. All of those things contribute to the misery of an expectant mother. And when that child is born, life is never the same. Someone gave me an article written by an anonymous mother. The title of it was, Before I Was a Mom. Before I was a mom, I made and ate hot meals. I had unstained clothing. I had quiet conversations on the phone. Before I was a mom, I slept as late as I wanted and never worried about how late I got into bed. I brushed my hair and my teeth every day. Before I was a mom, I cleaned my house every day. I never tripped over toys or forgot words of lullabies. Before I was a mom, I didn't worry whether or not my plants were poisonous. I never thought about immunizations. Before I was a mom, I'd never been puked on, spit on, chewed on, or pinched by tiny fingers. Before I was a mom, I had complete control of my thoughts, my body, and my mind. I slept all night. Before I was a mom, I never held down a screaming child so that doctors could do tests or give shots. I never looked into teary eyes and cried. I never got gloriously happy over a simple grin. I never sat up late hours at night watching a baby sleep. Before I was a mom, I never held a sleeping baby just because I didn't want to put them down. I never felt my heart break into a million pieces when I couldn't stop the hurt. I never knew that someone so small could affect my life so much. I never knew that I could love someone so much. I never knew I would love being a mom. Before I was a mom, I didn't know the feeling of having my heart outside my body. I didn't know how special it could feel to feed a hungry baby. I didn't know that a bond between a mother and her child, I didn't know that someone so small could make me feel so important. Before I was a mom, I'd never gotten up in the middle of the night every 10 minutes to make sure all was okay. I'd never known the warmth, the joy, the love, the heartache, the wonder, and the delight of being a mom. I didn't know I was capable of feeling so much before I was a mom. Well, that says a whole lot about motherhood. And I know that there's a lot of you out there that identified completely with the kind of things this mother had gone through. But the sorrow of the mother in my text was deep. The life of her son had been cut short. We don't know if his death had been violent or if it had been a prolonged death. But in any case, this mother was crushed. She was left all alone in this world. No mention is made of a wife for this boy. He'd been cut off without any progeny, any children. And this mother's grief was immeasurable. She was a crushed mother. But then there's a compassionate Christ in this story. As Jesus approached the city and the funeral procession, his gaze was directed to this grieving mother. Look at verse 12. When he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, his eye went to her. When he saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. You know that compassion marked the ministry of Christ. Compassion is a byproduct of love. That's the reason Jesus was compassionate, is because he had love, deep love, for this grieving mother. And, you know, compassion is taking due consideration of the circumstances of life. Compassion takes human suffering and human needs seriously, you know, and it moves men to action. Compassion is a mark of divine love. And Jesus looked on this woman and had compassion on her. And over again, the Bible tells us that Jesus had compassion on them. He had feeling toward people that were in misery and in need. He saw this mother. He had compassion on her. Sister Peach testifying up here a while ago, and she made reference to this song, Does Jesus Care? And I wonder if this mother, maybe she didn't even know who Jesus was. But here's Jesus who sees her in the crowd, marks her out with his gaze, has compassion on her. The songwriter said, "Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long? Oh, yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief when the days are weary and, mothers, the long nights dreary. I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me and my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks? Is it aught to Him? Does He see? Oh, yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. It was His compassion that caused Jesus to speak to this grieving mother and say to her, weep not. She don't know why He said that. But He said, weep not. And He went up to the bier, those carrying the man on the cot, and touched them, and they stopped. And when they stopped, Jesus spoke to the corpse, and He said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Did you know Jesus can talk to dead people? Jesus can talk to dead people. He talked to this young man. I couldn't talk to him. His mother couldn't talk to him. But Jesus could talk to him. Jesus could talk to Jairus' daughter when she lay on the bed dead and tell her, maid, arise. He could talk to Lazarus when he'd been 4 days in the grave and said, Lazarus, come forth, because dead men hear the voice of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you something else too, brother. You may be dead in trespasses and in sins, but the voice of Jesus can reach through the darkness and through the death and raise you to life. You hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Jesus speaks and dead men hear. He woke him up. The young man sat up. And the Bible says he began to speak. We'd like to know what he said. But God chose to keep that a secret. We don't know what he said. But we know that Jesus took him and brought him to his mother. Presented him to his mother. What a Mother's Day present. My son was dead. He's alive. That boy I've invested in. That boy I've prayed over. That boy I've prayed with. That boy I've spent countless hours tending to him, teaching him, instructing him, feeding him. All the time I've got invested in him. He was dead. He's alive. Hallelujah. Jesus gave her a wonderful Mother's Day present. He gave her a living son. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Are y'all still out there? Well, I'm feeling this a little bit here now. I'm telling you, Jesus has compassion on us. He has compassion on grieving mothers. He has compassion on those who have watched the fruit of their efforts seemingly go to waste. And Jesus gave her back this boy that death had taken away from her. Brother, I'm telling you that there are souls sitting on these pews here this morning that death once took them away from moms and dads who had taught them and instructed them and prayed over them and prayed with them. But Jesus found them and He raised them back to life and gave them back to that mother and dad. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, I'm telling you, Jesus is still at work and He still has compassion. He's still raising the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know, Justin, sitting back there this morning, and Justin, you're just a source of great joy to us all, because there's one that was dead and God made him alive. Hallelujah. Gave him back to his parents and gave him back to us. Praise God. We're glad for what God's done for him. And for every soul in this place, what God's done for that soul, brother. People have been saved in this meeting we just got through. Jesus raised them to life, gave them back to their people. The devil comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Hope replaced hopelessness. Joy sprang up in the midst of despair. The tears were replaced with laughter. And a grieving mother became a grateful mother. The future had looked so dark, but now it looks much brighter. Jesus was this mother's best friend. I want to tell you something. Mothers, Jesus is still your best friend. He has a record of turning things around for mothers. He cared for his own mother. We don't know when his earthly father died, but it seems that it was very early in life, and that Jesus, the eldest son, had the responsibility of taking care of his mother and his brothers and sisters. Jesus took care of his mother. And when he was dying on the cross, he looked down and saw his mother and his disciple John. And he committed his mother into the care of John. Jesus, in the midst of his crisis, was concerned about his mother and committed her into the care of John. Well, can you imagine the joy of Jairus' wife? When Jesus came and took the mother and the father and Peter and James and John into that room and raised that little girl back to life and gave her back to her mother and father. Can you imagine the joy of the Syrophoenician woman who came to Jesus with a request, not for herself but for her daughter? My daughter has an unclean spirit. And Jesus would not respond to her. And she kept on praying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me and heal my daughter. Have mercy on me and heal my daughter. Brother, I'm telling you, our children affect us. What happens to our children affects us. Have mercy on me and heal my daughter. Have mercy on me and save my son. Have mercy on me and save my daughter. This is the plea of this woman. Have mercy on me and heal my daughter. The disciples say, send her away. Jesus says to her, woman, it's not meet to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. And she said, that's the truth, Lord. Oh, glory to God. But the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I believe there's enough for the children and for me too. The dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus said to her, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. And she went home and found her daughter made completely whole. Now remember those mothers that brought their children to Jesus and asked Jesus to bless their children. And the disciples said, send them away. Jesus don't have time for them. But Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. And he gathered them in his arms and he touched them and blessed them. I'm telling you, Jesus responded to the cries of mothers who came to him about their children. Jesus had compassion on them. Every mother here, Jesus is your best friend. He's your best friend in time of sickness. I know we use doctors and I don't have any quarrel with that. But I'm telling you, Jesus is your best friend in time of sickness. Go to Jesus first. Cry to Jesus first. Give Jesus a chance to do what he can do. Hallelujah. and he can do anything. I'm telling you, brother, when the doctors have given up, Jesus is just getting started. And things that the doctors can't unravel and can't figure out, Jesus has already got it figured out. Jesus is the great physician. When in time of sickness, Jesus is your best friend. In time of anxiety, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And says, "My peace I give unto you." Brother, you can cast your cares upon Him because Jesus cares for you. He's a compassionate Savior. In the time when the finances are not doing too well, Jesus says, God says, "I'll supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." There's a promise for us in the Word of God. If we put God first, God says, "I'll meet your need, brother." When mothers are struggling, when there's times that, you know, it's not plenty. It's a whole lot of bills to pay, and things are happening that you didn't expect. But I'm telling you that Jesus knows how to come through. When you got lost children, Jesus is your best friend because He's the good shepherd that's out on the mountains looking for that lost sheep that's gone astray. And He seeks until He finds that lost sheep, puts it on His shoulder and brings it home and says, "Rejoice with me. My sheep that was lost is now found." Well, Jesus has proven to be a mother's best friend. And in the process, He convinced that crowd there's something special about Jesus. The miracle that He performed for this mother resulted in an increased awareness of the greatness of Christ and the presence of God in Him. Notice verse 16, "And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited His people." Well, there was a realization here that something special about this man. And, you know, an ordinary day became an extraordinary day. And an ordinary funeral became a canceled funeral because of the power of the word of this man. And word spread all over the place about Jesus being a great prophet and about God visiting His people. And I want you to know something. In this story, Jesus acted on behalf of this grieving mother without her ever uttering a prayer. Never said anything. But Jesus saw her need, and she didn't even have to say anything. Because He knows our need before we ever ask. Isn't that wonderful? I don't have any doubt that there's mothers that came here with heavy hearts this morning. And that there are mothers with anxiety, fears, and worries, and you just need to be reminded this morning that Jesus is your best friend. And I'm telling you, when Jesus is your best friend, Jesus is all I need, the song says. He'll be what we need in the time of our need. Jesus will be your best friend. This woman did not know that Jesus could or that He would restore her son. But I'm sure that after Jesus raised her son from the dead, she went home telling everybody, "Jesus can do anything." Woo, glory to God. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, here's my son. He was dead and he's alive. This Jesus up there, He can do anything. Brother, we need to be convinced of that as well. That there's nothing too hard for Jesus. Jesus can do anything. We've come this morning with needs in our life. I'm telling you that the Son of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus can do anything. When we come to Him weary, when we come to Him troubled, we come to Him anxious. Brother, song we sing, He's able. He's able. I know He's able. He's able. He's able. I know He's able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. When you're weary, He cares. When you're sick, He cares. When you're grieving, He cares. Jesus is a mother's best friend. I want Sister Judy to come to the piano this morning. Oh, I appreciate all you mothers being here. God bless you. The struggles, the burdens, the cares, the sufferings, all of the things that a mother goes through, sometimes we fail to realize and recognize. But I want to say this as well. Motherhood's not all sorrow. It's a whole lot of joy too. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that in the book of John, that when a mother bears her child, in the joy of the moment, she forgets all the suffering that she went through to bring that child here. And that mother in Proverbs 31, you know, quite a woman that's described there. And it said about her, she shall rejoice in time to come. Brother, when we have done it God's way, when we have trusted Him who is our best friend, she shall rejoice in time to come. Hold on to that, mothers. Believe the promise of God. Stay faithful to Jesus in time of trouble, because Jesus is your best friend. I want us to stand together. I'd hate to close this service and somebody walk out of here lost and say, if I just had an opportunity, I'd have given my heart to Jesus. We're going to give you a chance to give your heart to Jesus, to accept the offer of life from this great friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. While we wait just a few moments here, is there somebody in this service longing to know this friend, desiring to have fellowship with Jesus, to be right with God? Is there anybody? Altars are open. Oh, thank God. From day to day, without Him I would fall. No other one is so. When I am sad, He makes me glad. He, my friend. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank You for the privilege we've had to be together in the house of God. I know that You are our friend, Lord, not just for the mothers here, but for all of us. You are our friend. You proved it by giving Your life for us on an old rugged cross. I pray this morning that You'd minister to every mother in this place. You know the joys and sorrows and griefs and heartaches that they go through. And I pray that You give them strength. pray that you'd help them to have faith in the Son of God. You see us, Lord, in times when we can feel like we can't endure anymore. You see us, Lord, when our heart is broken, our children are sick, our children are afflicted, and we are unable to help them. God, we know that you can. We trust you. We know that you're our friend. Pray your blessings upon every soul here. We'll give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.